Hey, let's do one on Emmanuel, E-M-A-N-U-E-L, Benjamin, B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N. Date of visit is 1/27/23. Date of birth is 1/29/55. This is a 6 to 7 year old gentleman with history of coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, ejection fraction, now less than 20%, recently hospitalized with cellulitis of the scrotum and a slew of other medical issues and problems, which we'll get to in a minute. Patient is definitely homebound. He suffers from CHF, COPD, neuropathy, facets ulcers, peripheral vascular disease, ulceration stage 2, left right leg, which is worsened now since hospitalization, profound weight loss, shortness of breath, weakness, tiredness, history of hepatitis C. Patient appears to be in pain. He has diabetes, blood sugar is now ranging in the 190 to 200 range, and a hypertension period. In the paragraph, he had lost from 185 to 130 originally when he was placed on hospice. Since the last 20 days of hospitalization, he weighs less than 110. Surgery, coronary artery bypass surgery, a stent placement in his heart, and cardiac catheterizations. Medication from the hospital includes previous medications, which the list is included, but not limited to Aldactone, Lasix, Norvasc, Metoprolol, Entresto, Seroquel, antacids, Lipitor, Hydroxyzine, Linzess, and Metformin. Allergy, Neurontin. Social, does smoke, but not any longer. He has 3 children. He doesn't drink alcohol. Since he's been discharged, family history, uterine cancer in mom, hypertension in father. Hospital course. Patient's records from the hospital show he was hospitalized a total of 21 days. During the hospitalization, he suffered. Suffered from acute and chronic heart failure, CHF, respiratory failure, partial thickness, cellulitis of the scrotum, scrotal edema, atrial fibrillation, bacteremia, increased liver function test, schizophrenia, acidosis, and no longer able to ambulate. Furthermore, during the hospitalization, patient required rehab to no avail, hence the reason for placement on hospice at this time. Other issues and ongoing problems was mentioned above. Medications reviewed one by one. The only medication is Apixaban, A-P-I-X-A-B-A-N, 5 milligram daily, since he has developed atrial fibrillation during the hospitalization period. On exam, we find Mr. Benjamin to be quite weak, bedbound, even with contracted low extremities. Blood pressure is 90 over 67, pulse is 100, respiration is 18. Heart, pulse 1, pulse 2 with ectopics. S3 Gallup noted, lungs, bronchi, shallow breath sounds, abdomen scaphoid. Patient has low extremity, diminished pulses in the lower extremity, dressing in place in the spinal area as well as in the lower extremities. Skin dry to touch, oral mucosa is dry. He is able to communicate but has severe generalized weakness. Assessment, 67-year-old gentleman with history of congestive heart failure, ejection fraction, now less than 20%, recent hospitalization with cellulitis of this scrotum, with bacteremia, respiratory failure, and multiple medical issues that was mentioned above. Patient also suffers COPD, hepatitis C, and the liver failure, which is worsened during the hospitalization. Patient has lost further weight, as was noted above. He is now bedbound, total ADL, and wears a diaper.
period.
Because as his pain is increased, requiring our pain medication, his protein, calorie, and nutrition year, his ability to work the candidate for rehab, and has been placed back on the sentence. He turns out patient agreement with hospice, he realized he's live, keeps talking about dying, the fact that he's ready to die and feeling stuff with pain. Period. Hospice will provide him transition end of life care. Also run the clock medication provision, and especially pain medication needs to provide that care for the gentleman at home. He needs the gentleman, his daughter is the one that cares about him, and he's aware of his grave prognosis. Thank you.